Simin Kuf Tadivov. And a little bit, maybe the Sugi of Heichem Birchas HaZimun, the Yisrael of what Birchas HaZimun is before. Mishoch Odover Yisrael Mitzarif HaZimun. Mechaber says, Kuf Tadivov Sef Aleph. Ochal Dover Yisrael Afal Pishini Yisrael Midarabonin In Mezamnin Olam. Vein Vorchen Olof Lebetchil Lebetseif. The Mechaber, we saw that there's machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether or not the din of the Mishnah is zamanin of the Zafka Zimun, but bracha rishena bracha achreina, a person still has to make an adavar shalister, or like the Ravid holds, or like the Rambam holds, no, ain't zemavarech al menayit, and therefore not only does it not get a bracha zimun, something which is iser also does not get a bracha rishena bracha achreina. The Mechaber is tesim kishita Rambam, that there's no bracha rishena and there's no bracha achreina. It's not just the din zimun; it's also bracha rishen and bracha achreinu. If you look at the Rambam inside, Perek Aleph Halacha Yutes, brachas, it says lahedio that sai whether or not it was b'shegig, sai whether or not it was b'mezid. Neither case will a person be mevarich. Kinyuri, he understands that it's a niut, even if it's a shegig. The Mishnah Berurah Lamais and Sifkatan Dalad is machriya, like the Taz. He quotes the Taz that b'shegig a person is mevarich l'gosayis. That means Taz is Madame Ta'inis, and he says the same way that by Ainis a person can make a bracha. So too, Binagia to Shoigig, it's also not considered a niyat, and a person will make a bracha. He's going without the Ravid, and saying that the Ravid that was Chilik on the Rambam was only being Chilik Binagia to Mezid, but by Shoigig he's Masin to the Rambam. I'm sorry, he was only Chilik Binagia to Shoigig. By Mezid he's Masin to the Rambam, you don't make a bracha, but by Shoigig you wouldn't take and make a bracha. So, come to the Mishnah Berurah as Machriya. Das Ataz Va'id Kam Machreinin, the Vazay Yuchal Avarach Basayf. If it's Imachal Beshegi, Venis Karach Achilasai, Das Ataz Va'id Kam Machreinin, the Vazay Yuchal Avarach Basayf, Vano Filo Leochal Kadeis Vio. The Vazay Leshech Niut. Aladinin Zimun, Afilo Beshegi in the Zaman Olof. The Achilas Sisra Lechashiva Kvias. Mashmoy says that he's passing like the Taz and these other Achreinim, which is Be'etzem, not like the Machaber. He's passing like the Ravid, not like the Rambam. And he's saying, he's going with the Taz's pshat and the Ravid, can I get the Rambam? And he's saying that the Taz is understanding that's the Ravid, that only by Mezid he said, by Mezid he agrees to the Rambam, but by Shegig he holds that a person make a bracha. Kumtais, that is Das Mishnah Berurah, if a person by accident eats somebody else's food, that was one of the cases, the guy sat down to Miro, and he ate somebody else's falafel. There's a well-known story of Dan Chavetz Chus, somebody that was in the airport, they put their bag down next to them, and was eating from the bag cookies, and couldn't believe the audacity of the woman next to her, who was every once in a while sticking her hand into her bag and taking some of her cookies. Kitzer Maisa, okay, she didn't say anything, fine. Afterwards, she looks down, and she sees that it's not her bag, it's her friend's bag. And the lady was taking her own cookies, and she was sticking her bag into the other lady's bag and taking out cookies, the same type of cookies, and eating somebody else's cookies. Okay. Now she realizes this. What does she do now? She makes a bracha achreina, she doesn't make a bracha achreina. What do you do in these cases? So according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would make a bracha achreina. The same thing would apply l'chera if a person ate something which didn't have a hefsher, didn't realize. There are places, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, yesh la'ayin, whether or not they're treif or not, but there's definitely places here in Eretz Yisrael, that they have the same item in one part of the country that has a hefsher, and one part of the country that doesn't have a hefsher. Doesn't have to mean that it's treif. In that case, pashtus, it's not. The reason why they don't have the heksher is because it costs money, and people don't need it there, so they'd rather save the money. However, there are places where in a chanami, certain things are taka aser, certain things when it doesn't have a heksher, and if it was b'shegi, according to Mishnah Berurah, you would still make it bracha achreina. However, the Aruch HaShulchan says, not like the Taz, he and other achreinim are ma'orir, you can't be madan oynis to shegi. Oynis, it's a heter. When a person eats something that's aser ba'oinis, he has a heter. It's like hutra. It's not dechuya. Main hutra, v'chai b'hem. He has a chiyuv to eat. And b'meila, certainly a person is going to make a bracha on it when it's ba'oinis. However, in a case where it's b'shegig, l'maisa the heft is still iser. And b'meila, it's still going to be a niyut. And therefore, he's chirlik and he says that even b'shegig, the Aruch HaShulchan comes on not like this Mishnah Berurah, and he says that even b'shegig, a person should not be mevarech l'acharav. Which, if you go like the Mishnah Berurah, Acharas Mishnah Berurah, then a person could. However, l'chur, the best thing to do is, since it's taka not so pashit, it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah goes l'mais like this Taz. First of all, it's not like the Mechaber. And second of all, if it is a machlekes at the end of the day between the Rambam and the Ravid, then why don't we say Salik Baruch Malchus? You're right, in a Hanami, we have a Shita to say, we have a Ravid to be Chalachot. Well, the Maisa, the Rambam holds not that way. And the Maisa, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rambam. L'chur, we should say, Salik Baruch Malchus. And Memela, the best thing to do in such a scenario is to eat another kezayis of something, so you can, of heter. Eat a kezayis of heter, and therefore you have be able to make a bracha l'kuli alma. Certainly, according to the Mechaber, and according to the Aruch HaShulchan. It is interesting to note that even though the Mechaber is seisim, like the Rambam, he does not say bein b'shaykim bein b'meizim, like the Lashon of the Rambam. There is possibility to mefarsh that even the Mechaber maybe holds that b'shaykim b'taka make a bracha. Well, her, the stima is mashma not that way. It's a stima, he should have spoken it out, but the stima is mitzad sheni, is that he didn't bring down the Lashon of the Rambam. Umayis, as we're saying, it's machlokes in the Mishabura and the Aruch HaShulchan, l'chatchila, if one has the ability to, one should find another kezayis and eat another kezayis, they should be able to make a bracha. Sorry? Doesn't need a new bracha rishayno. If it's something which is wasn't a kavana for, then in the chanam you would. This really goes back to the case of Mavarachim, we're not getting into it. Depends where you are. If you're in the airport, then maybe yes. If you're in your house, then probably no. Because a person's das very often when he makes a bracha is curdle a lot of things in his house. Pukhazim Amadar. What's that? What was the chal on?
Yeah.
L'chur, the bracha was chal on that. Peshogi, you have what the falazach on that, that's going to be chal. In other words, we're relying on the taz betzim. We have a mishabura to say that we have a shogi. And therefore, the bracha could be chal. And according to the mishabura, you can even make a bracha achreino. So we're not going to say the bracha wasn't chal. The question is whether or not, maybe in this case it shouldn't be gurit because it's machlekes. It shouldn't be gurit. But certainly if you didn't have kavanah for that, you would have to make a new bracha. But if not, then it's hard to say the bracha wasn't chal, even though we're all being choshesh for the other shita. A case which is a little bit different, which maybe the Aruch HaShulchan will be maskim as well, is if a person, let's say, ate milchigs within 6 hours of eating fleshy. What would be in that case? There, in a chanami, the cheftza is not a cheftza di yisuro, and it's only the zman, which is a zman of iser. But this is something which plays out also benigeh too. Somebody eats on a tainah, somebody eats on these times that it's aser, somebody eats out of the sukkah, that the food itself is besem aser, it's just the mokim, it's the time. There could be that it's not as much of a niut, because the food itself that you're being nene from is heter. V'meilo, can zan that even the Aruch HaShulchan will be masking in that case, it's all brought down from the Dash Leimel, that it says that from the Dasir, the Marsham, that in a chanami that would be. The truth is that the Rishenim really handle it already. It's a machlokes Rishenim, the Ritva handles it. If a person eats in Yom Kippur, he says according to the Rambam also, even though it's only the Zman, that's also, nevertheless, he still want to make a bracha. If he's eating b'meizid. He's eating b'meizid. Could be that according to the Rambam, even Mishregi, a person would not, because the Maisa, it's not a chila that a person would want to eat. It's not a person would rather not eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, it's not the type of a chila that they're mechayev a bracha for b'chlal. Something which is only a minig, like waiting 6 hours, even though the Shach says, Kol mi sheyesh bo reach toiro, it's choshesh for 6 hours, the Maisa, the Ramah doesn't pass in that way. The Maisa, the Ramah pass in the Zim Peites, that a person only has to wait an hour, and b'chlal, api the Rishenim, up in Tesis, Sudo the Sudo. So Kokama, that it's something which is a minig, even though it's a minig which is maybe needs Ataras Nadarm, Ishlayan, whether or not in that case we would say that a person would not be able to make a bracha for that. However, there are cases that this does come up, and that is of Gezel. The truth is that the Mishabur brings down that Gezel maybe something is different. Mishabur is Mamshech. Yeshem. In Gona Vagazal Chitim Matochan of Alfon, there they can't say that there is a Shinui, and therefore a person will be able to make a bracha. However, Yeshemrim, that when you get the bracha, it's Haskaras Hashem Chomer Tvei, Vetomadu Bechal Niyat. What happens if a person takes something on credit? There's many people in Yeshiva that sell things on credit. Ain Lakachat Bahakafa. They sell things on the Ain Lakachat Bahakafa. So you go, you take it, I'm going to pay back later. Are you allowed to make a bracha on that or not? Is that Beth Makpeda, you just stole something because the guy told you not? You remember your head to last month? Or not? I remember back in the days, it used to be that in Yeshiva, they used to put out 6 pieces of chicken for 6 people. That's what it was. It wasn't, you came to the table, there were 6 pieces of chicken. Take somebody else's piece of chicken, it's Beth, you took his lunch.
L'chari, you wouldn't be able to make a bracha on that. Stam b'chlal, yishlayim. If yeshiva is really makbid on that every person should only get one piece of schnitzel, yishlayim. You have to know whether or not yeshiva is really makbid. Maybe they just don't want to give two to every person, but if a person wants two, then it's not a problem. Which is l'chari, I would say, is the pashtus. But any type of this case that a person is person takes something and he should be paying for it and he didn't pay as of yet, he has a bill they didn't pay up and they're being tevei the bill and the person's not paying for whatever reason. L'chari, the food that he bought, it's not so pashtus. That a person would be able to make a bracha. It has to be that it's a real kpedo. If it's a real kpedo, then you're lying, whether or not. There's a food that's mukhzik b'terloim, also, same thing. If he knows about it, then one should not make a bracha, l'fanel bracha l'charel. If he didn't know about it, then it's telling this shregig, also l'charel, the same thing. Person ate a bunch of figs. And didn't know that they're infested, according to those in the know. If it really is mukhzik b'terloim, then in Chanam Yitakvi Aser, you not get a bracha Rishayna or a bracha Chayna. Now, that's all Benegeit to make a bracha Rishayna, bracha Chayna. Benegeit to Zimun, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're not Mezamin. Even though B'Shegig, he wants to say you can make a bracha, B'Linin Zimun, Afilu B'Shegig, Ein Lezaman Olav. The Achilas Iser, Loi Chashiva Kvius. The Achilas Iser is not considered Kvius. Now, the question is, what does that mean? What does that mean that Achilas Iser is not considered Kvius? For the third person to be Mitzaref to the other two people, even if it was Ochal Ola Shoyerek, the Gemara says, that's fine. You don't have to, you could have Yerokis. You don't need a Kvius. The Ravid says, somebody that eats Isser, it's like he ate Yerokis. Doesn't have a Kvius. But if you're number three to be Mitzaref to the other two people, L'chur, it should be enough, even though they can't eat from you, but L'maisa, you could eat from them. Why isn't that enough to be Mitzaref to them? Why is that not enough to be Mitzaref to them? If you look at the Rajba at the beginning, he says, the Rajba, when he quotes this Ravid about Achilas Isser, not being able to be Mezamin, his Lashon is, Ein Chavir Vishoin Lischaber Imoy. His friends can't be Mischaber together with him. And later on in his Masber, he says, She'ein Keva V'chibur L'dvarim Asur. He says, even if three people are eating Isser, there's no Keva V'chibur. In other words, Keva doesn't just mean that it's a Kvius. Keva means that there's no Chibur B'chlal. Somebody that's eating Isser, the people that are eating Heter, have no Shechet B'chlal. We don't have any shaykhs to you. There's no chibur, there's no connection. The Primo Gadam says it's less than Yerokis. Yerokis, at least you can be a mischaber to him, even though you don't have a kviyas yourself. But a person that's eating iser, is it because he's a Russian and therefore he can't be mischaber to him? I don't know if that's an akudo or that there's b'chlal no tzirf. There's nothing that connects us. You're eating something which is aser b'achilo, then it's not considered as if you're eating together with us that you should even be able to be mischaber together with us. Now, what happens if a person is eating Isser, but the bread that he's eating is Heter? L'chura, he's eating Basar B'chalav, but he washed on Angel's Roll. What would be in that case? So, L'maisa, the thing that he's benching on is a Davar Shel Heter. So you're right that he's eating Isser, but he has also a Davar Shel Heter that everybody can be mitzaref with. So the Meiri that the Achrenim bring down, the Meiri says, Mamash L'Heter, he says, Kol Masher Omer Ein Mezamen in Olav, he says the only time that Isser, you're not Mitzarf, is if the bread itself is Isser. For example, it's Tevel. So it's Tevel, the bread is Tevel, you can't be Mitzarf. However, if you ate, your bread was a Volka, a Lechmaniyah that you got from angels, from Nechama. And it's kosher v'yasher. And the thing that you're eating together with it is Isser. That he ate b'shergi gai b'mikro, he says nearly shemazaman olav sheina kavan olav masha berchazamazan olav ba'olav. He says the only thing that the ikker tziruf is menegia to the pas, and memela as long as the third person is eating pas which is b'seder, then it's not a problem, which would mean that agav in the case that we mentioned, the case that was brought down on the mivchan of a person eating. One person ate basar, one person ate chalav, one person ate basar b'chalav. Can they be mitzaref together? If they all ate bread which was kosher, then they all would be able to be mitzaref together. They all would be able to mitzaref together in that case. I was not referring to that. Anybody that didn't write that, that's okay. I was referring to the actual basar b'chalav person. The third person just ate basar b'chalav. It's like Allah Shayarek, Mishnah Berurah says not mitzaref. But if L'maisa, he ate bread as well, and all three of them ate bread, since there is heter, since they could all eat from the bread that the fleshy guy is eating, and as well, the Basar B'chalav person is eating a heter bread, then in a chanami, in such a case,
the taka would be able to be mitzarif together. It happens to be the Miri's mashma that he was eating the Isser b'shegi, so the basar b'chalav has to be b'shegi. But the etzem, that would be the halacha. Now, what's the story if a person eats something which is aser for him to eat because of health reasons? He's celiac and he's eating something that has wheat inside. Or if a person's diabetic and he's eating a seven layer cake. Is that, would he make a bracha on it or not make a bracha on it? In that case. So Chora the Mashmoy says, we didn't see anywhere in the Rishonim that we're handling anything which is aser, which is mazik a person. We all saw b'negeah to Isser. We didn't see b'negeah to mazik. Especially as mazik b'chlal. This is really b'negeah to what we saw in Daf Lamed Hayam Beis at the beginning of Ketzav Mevarchim. A person that has Shem and Zayas, Allah is, since it's mazik, it doesn't make any bracha on it. However, the Gemara says, Kemach Sa'irin, even though it's kosher l'kukiyani, you are mevarch aleihem. That means that barley bread, even though if a person eats it, it could cause him to have worms, nevertheless, in his stomach, nevertheless, he makes a bracha because he's nene. Mashmois is that since you're nene now, that even if it's going to cause tsar afterwards, that's not going to be enough of a reason why you should make a bracha. That means if a person is lactose intolerant and he knows that every time that he has pizza, it causes him tremendous pain afterwards, and he goes ahead and he eats his pizza, nevertheless, you still make a bracha on it since you're being nene, even though afterwards it's going to cause tsar. Now, if something is mamish dangerous to the person, he's diabetic, and mamish can send him to the hospital, then that's mamish a sakana. Ish lion, whether or not that's mamish, there's an isser for him to eat it. So brought down from Rabbi Yashiv, they say that the first bracha rishena is totally in one crumb. One crumb is not a sakana sefashim. It might be dangerous for him, and it's not a good idea, but it's not a sakana for him. And Mimela, it's not dangerous and it's not a good idea for him. It's not dangerous that it's going to kill him or send him to the hospital. One crumb. And Mimela, bracha rishena. I can't tell you. If a person knows that it's salmonella, if he knows that it's poison and one drop is going to kill him, then yes. But for the standard celiac person or diabetic, I don't think one crumb is going to do anything. And therefore, he would make a bracha rishena. He says the same thing would apply if they're not so sensitive to it, and one kezayis is also not going to be a sakana, then he would make a bracha chayin as well, which will hurt mizamin as well in such a case. Certainly the standard person that's going to get a stomach ache afterwards, ukedeme, certainly in such a case he would make a bracha. There's one more halacha that a lot of them was handling, so just to clarify, it's really not to get to the whole ending of bracha on a davar shel iser. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, ochol demai mezamin rolov. And the Gemara says, why is the person mezamin on demai? Because even though it's a davar shel iser, v'chera, how could he be mezamin on it? The Gemara says, the iboy mafkele the nichsev avi oni v'chazile. Since a person can be mafkir z'nechosim and demai is roi for an oni, and he can be, it's biyode, to be able to eat it in a davar in a oifin shel heter. My main lesson is biyade. There's no problem with mezamin. We found mitzad sheni. Tosfos says a similar case. We said that works is by a person that's eating milchik, and he's being eaten together with fleishigs. L'chore, the person that's eating milchik, how is he mitzad for the person that's eating fleishigs? Because it's biyade to do kinuach v'adocha. So that means as long as it's biyade, even though right now he can't have the milchik, he can't have the fleishigs because he's eating milchigs. Since it's biyodi to do something to be able to eat the fleishigs, therefore it's not a problem, he can be mitzaref. However, mitzad sheni, we found in Tosfos, and it's brought down l'halacha, and Kufta Divav, Beis brings down, it's also brought down in Mechaber, that if three people that are neder hana zemiza, we don't say that iboy, even though they could be shirl under nether, we don't say that it's biyodi. Because right now they weren't shirl under nether. The shalas, what's the difference between the cases? How come by demai we say since it's biyodi to be mafkir nechosim you're allowed to be mezamin? By kinuach it's biyodi to do kinuach you can be mezamin. Mashenkin in the case where a person wants to be shol in his nether, we don't say it's biyodi. Says Madani Antef on the Rush that there's a difference between the two. One case it's biyodi and he doesn't need anybody else. It's not tali b'das achirim. Mashenkin in the case of Shiloh it is tali b'das achirim. You need either a chocham or you need gimel adyoite, somebody to be mati your nether. And Mimela, since you need something to be matter your nether, therefore it's not considered biyodeh. The question is, what's the pshat in the case of the ogre? The ogre brought down, the Beis Ezer brought down from the ogre, that if you have a kain who's eating truma, and Yisrael who's eating pasakum, they're not eating from each other. And says the ogre, you can bring from the Shevali Adeket, the Be'etzem, since they could eat from a third, if somebody would bring another loaf of kosher bread, that's chulin, and it wasn't truma, go to the store, go to Nechama, buy a roll, and they could both eat from it. Memela, that's enough to be mitzaref, because they could have another food to be mitzaref. Says Beis Yosef, it's mukhin the Gemara in Erchin, that doesn't work. Because the Gemara said that the reason why a Kohen and Yisrael are allowed to be mezamen together, even though Yisrael can't eat from the Kohen, is because the Kohen can eat from the Yisrael. Why do you have to say that? Just say that even if each one can't eat from each other, but they could eat a third loaf of bread. It's mukhin not that way. The Shaila is, why not Bemis? The Chura is biyodei. The Svar is biyodei. Anybody could go to the store and get bread. And this is Lachara, not a biyode, which is Talib Adas Achir. Unless you want to say, maybe the guy in the store is not going to sell it to you. Maybe you're not going to be able to get another loaf of bread. So I thought that the chilik is that whether or not it's the food is in front of you or not. If the food is in front of you, then there you can say, Chokam, that it's biyodcha to eat this food, then it's considered biyode. But if you don't even have the food here, and you have to go somewhere else to get the food, that's not considered biyode, because you don't even have the food here. Similar to the Chazon Ish says, he says by tevel. The halacha is by tevel, you're not allowed to be mezamen. The question is, what's the difference between demai and tevel? Demai, it's biyodcha to be mafkir zechasam vechazile. Tevel, it's biyodcha to be mezak in the tevel. Take off truma. What's the problem? So he says, because tevel, truma, is a tikkun in the etzem food. Hainu, in the case of kinuach v'adafa, the food itself is mutter. In the case of the davar which the person is neider on, the food is betim mutter. There's a davar mibachut, which is being ma'akevit. Kokama that it's biyotka to take off the davar mibachut, the mafriya, that's not a problem. But when there's a chesaron in the food itself, then biyode doesn't help. Maybe that's an akud also, that it's kilo as if the food is not here. We don't see a biyode to make it that the food is here. It's a little bit different. One case the food is mamash not here, one case the food is aser, so it's kilo, it's not here. The akud is that there's a difference between the cases. First of all, the biyotcha, it has to be biyotcha for you to be able to do it, and you're not talking about sachir. Even when it's biyotcha, it has to be that the food is betim here, and there's no chesaron in the food. There's no. It's not that it's just the davar mibachutz, which is being ma'akev. But if there's a chesaron in the food alein, or the food is not here, it's kilu, then in Echanami we don't say biyotcha. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, the machal davar iser b'mokim sakana, mevarachan olav. The lach is if a person eats a davar shal iser b'mokim sakana. Then he makes the bracha. The Ramah says, "Vayin lekamam tzen reish dalet sifteh." Mishnah Berurah says, "The sham nishna dinze, v'nizbar sham esifches, the iman su lechol einu mevarach, af al gav dayimruchach lechol b'nei sakana." Ayn shem Mishnah Berurah. There, the Ramah says that if a person, if they force him, they pin him down. You got into a fight with your counselor, and he pinned you down, and opened your mouth, and forced some hot kola down your throat, then you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha in that case, because even if you're nene, says Mishnah Berurah, because they weren't mechayev you to be mevarech on such a lashon as Mishnah Berurah is. Vashenken hocha shachil gufohu al yidei oynes shoyntan yisei la'ochloi loyshayich bazel lechayev levarech halan osay kiven shu bal karchay. They can't be mechayev you to be mevarech halan osay since it's bal karchay. That means even though there is hana, but Lamaisa, there's no bracha. Now, Lamaisa, that's a point of contention. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a lot of achrenim that say, no, you are nene. Yesh chol kanal zev, esfir ludi, kimen shasef, seif nene, greinim yizeh, chashiva achila, vatsarach levarach alzeh. You enjoyed the soda? If you enjoyed it, then in a time you have to make a bracha. What do you do, Lamaisa? The chayadim was machriya, that it depends. If you had less than a shir sviya of pas, or wasn't pas, there's no chiv derais of bracha achreno, then don't make a bracha lacharel. However, if you had a shir sviya of pas, then they force the shir sviya of pas down your throat, then it's already a shalav of the raiso, and therefore a person should make a birchas hamazon in that case. Now this din of oynes lachar b'pashas is only when they're actually opening up your mouth and forcing the food down your throat. So that's as far. Lo sheich b'zeh l'chayv l'varach alin asay, because they're forcing it down his throat. Let's say a mother tells his kid that her child, that if you want to have dessert, then you have to eat your peas. And he says no. She says, okay, no dessert. And he closes his nose, closes his ears, closes his eyes, and he puts the peas down his throat. Does he make a bracha on the peas or not? In this case, the mamish is forcing him to eat. In that case, what do you eat? So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah says in, over there in Sif Tes, that if they're forcing him to eat Isser and he's mamish, but he only says that b'negiyah to Isser. The pasuk is by regular food that's not considered a, then it's not considered as after forcing him, since lamaisa he's putting the food down himself. That's not a being machriach him to eat, and therefore a person make a bracha on him. If you're having schnapps, you go with somebody to make a lechaim, they give you some schnapps, and you wouldn't need to drink the schnapps. You don't like the way the schnapps taste, and especially if it's cheap, and you don't want to. So you make a bracha on it. You don't make a bracha on it. L'chora, if it's considered betzem a maichol that everybody eats, then, and you're putting it down yourself, no one's forcing it down your throat, then in these cases you would make a bracha. Though I like to mention the Ben Ish Chai that says from his father, would only drink schnapps teichas suda because he was mesabu, or he'd be mitzi with something else because he's mistapik whether or not he should make a bracha on him. But the pashas is l'chora, so we're like that way in the Rishon and the Rav Yoh, that even if you're not being inanimate from the food, but kokama that you're eating the food yourself and it's a regular ma'is achila, then you would make a bracha on it. That's not considered oinah. Sif gimel shleisha shalachu keechad echad nizer mipasav yikecham echad inu nizer. These are halachas of the tzirif, whether or not one could be mitzdarif. Oy echad men koyin vechol chalai saf pi shleisha shenizer inu yochol echal ma'isah shenu nizer v'le yisrael koyin kimi shleisha shenu nizer yochol echal men nizer v'koyin v'yisrael mitzdarfin. As long as you have the yichurlis for everybody to eat from one person, even if Aleph and Beis can't eat from Gimel, or Aleph can't eat from Beis and Gimel, but as long as Beis and Gimel can eat from what Aleph is eating, then it's not a problem, they could be mitzdarif. A lot of the Arilim asked, when you get to the case of the Mishnah Berurah, if you have two people eating milchiks, if you have two people eating fleishiks, or and one person eating milchiks, or the other way around, the case of Mishnah Berurah is one person eating milchiks, two people eating fleishiks, could they be mitzdarif? So Mishnah Berurah says, yes, since you could do kinuach v'adachah. So that was really our case. We had Motzei Pesach, which was Motzei Shabbos, and one guy was eating Yapchik, and two guys were eating pizza. Could they be mitzarif together to make a Zimun? So Mishnah Berurah says, yes, they could be mitzarif together to make a Zimun, because you could do Kinuach V'adachah. Now that is Alpi, the halacha that it says, in Shavuos, that there are more paskins that we're supposed to have milchigs and fleishigs in the same Suda, because Zecher le shtei alechem that they brought in the Beis Hamikdash on Shavuot, that they were kedei to be mechayiv yourself to bring in one suda shtei lechem shtei lechamim, so have milchigs and then do kinuach v'adachah and have fleishigs. You're not allowed to eat the same bread that you ate milchigs with together with your fleishigs. You have to bring a new bread. Therefore, that's a zecher for the shtei alechem that they had the Beis Hamikdash. Before in the Ramah that it's not a problem to have milchigs and fleishigs in the same suda. However, the Zohar HaKadosh says that somebody that eats milchigs and fleishigs in the same bishata chodom, or besudasa chodom, and they have a gedi on their forehead, then they have it's not a good idea, and many people are makbid alpi that. The grain brings it down, and simpei tes in the yeridah on the Ramah. Ramah says the person should eat in the same suda, in the same hour, actually, he says, and the where does it come from, an hour? Says the grain, it's alpi the zera kadosh. It's alpi the zera that says that you shouldn't eat milchigs and fleishigs, even milchigs and then fleishigs in the same hour, or the same suda. Kumtais, people that are makbid, a lot of people are not makbid an hour, they're makbid half an hour, they won't eat fleishigs till they have a half an hour after milchigs. Or they won't eat in the same suda. Now, over here, for handling zimun, bepashas, they're in the same suda. That means they would have to bench first, and then they would have to wash again to be able to eat the fleishigs. Can they be mitzarif if they have to first bench? Right now, in the matzav that they're in a chanami, they can't. L'chura, they would not be able to bench, especially if they wait a half an hour afterwards. L'chura not. Wouldn't be able to mitzdarif. So, if they're be'emes makbid on it, then l'chura, even though it's only a minig, that's the hemshach of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that, im oichol gvina kosha ina mitzdarifin, sheminig achshov shalei lechol basar achi gvina kosha aydekinu v'adacho. L'mais, the minig now is that after hard cheese you ate 6 hours, you're not saying, you don't feel lezachon kinu v'adacho. Even though me'ikar adin kenzan, you don't have to wait that long, since it's a minig and you're makbid on the minig, and that's already enough that you can't be mitzarif. Meila, if the person has a real minig that he's not going to eat for another half an hour, he's not going to eat in the suda, then Inuchanami L'chori would not be able to mitzarif. However, as I heard, some people talk about b'shas adchak. They won't wait half an hour. Lechatchilo, you wait half an hour, but if you don't have the ability to wait half an hour, ukedemeh, then you're not makbid in such a person. He would be able to mitzarf. Emil is telling you on the person himself. Similar to this, it's like really Pesach. Pesach you have, people in the Mishnah, you don't eat by other people's houses. That means you don't eat anything by anybody else's house, not matzah, not nothing, so you have a few people eating together. A lot of times people go to other people's houses, they bring their own matzah, they bring their own food. You want to get together, well, the mice, you're not going to eat by his house. So you bring your own matzah and he has his own matzah. You're not going to eat his matzah, he's not going to eat your matzah. For sure, if you eat matzahs that are machine matzahs, and you eat matzahs that are only hand matzahs, or whatever. I've seen already, Bati Midrashim, that they big signs on Usher to come inside with machine matzah. Usher to come inside with machine matzah. It's not Shani, they bring down Rabbi Yashiv, they didn't want to have hand matzahs. He only wanted machine matzahs. So everybody, there's people that do this, people that do that, and they're not going to, by any stretch of the imagination, they're not going to eat from the other one. In such a case, l'chur, they also would not be able to mitzarf. I heard from Berkowitz, he said that it's telling whether or not you need a taras nadarm. If mamash, that's your minute, you need a taras nadarm, then in a chanami you would be able to. That's like you weren't sharlan in. It's not considered a mamelo, even though you could do a taras nadarm. That's not considered as if you have the ability to be mitzarf v'yachar. The same thing the Chor would be with the Hechsher. If you have people with a different Hechsherim, you eat from him, you don't eat his Hechsher. Generally, by Hechsherim, it's not such of an issue, because usually you have one side that will eat from your Hechsher. Right? Somebody eat from your Hechsher, even if you don't eat from somebody else's Hechsher. So therefore, generally, there's not going to be a Shalab and Igea to two people in Mitzarev to a third person. However, it could come up, but we'll leave that for a later Sugya, where it discusses being Mechalik, 3 and 3. We had another case. We had three people in the Corona Hotel. What's the story? They're eating on Yom Kippur. Could they be mezamen together? Or is that considered that they're mitzaris, even though they're all eating at Hazman of Isser? But l'chora, they're all eating together at Hazman of Isser. They could all eat from each other. Is that considered a tzirif or not? So, Rav Shlomo Zalman, he clears this benegia to old age home. In old age home, it's very common. People have their kavua makrim. I can tell you, I've seen it very often. Haven't seen it with three men. But I've seen with women that they have the same spot every single day. Two or three people on a table, and that's where they eat every single solitary day, 365 days a year. They're eating on Yom Kippur as well. They're not stuck on a safash, not to eat. So the question is, can you be mezamin on Yom Kippur? It's certainly a kvius. Food is served at the same time. They all come in at the same time. They all leave at the same time. Are you mezamin together or not? So Shlomo Zalman is mitzadin, and Shmir Shabbos Kechosi brings this down in Perek Lamates. The new one, it's Kuf Yud Aleph. Or Kuf Yud Aleph. He's mistopic. He says that Lamaisa says in the Torah, "Vanisim is nafshir seichem." And you would rather. His interesting lesson. He says that a person would rather not be eating now. And therefore, yesh listopic hoyel vater ama v'nisim ela shibrei ahechachim tzichem laver v'lechol efshul dein roi likvoya yachad va'afim kovu ulei in zechosher kviz. Maybe even if they're all sitting at the same table, it's not considered a kviyas. V'af lo yidami klal esudim of sekes, that says you're not supposed to. V'ikom lokom inze kokach poshet v'chi agamna she yisomeach lotzum umitzdar al bitul mitzvah v'mzekori kviyas. This person met them if they could fast, they'd want to fast. So they're being v'af lo mitzvah. You want to call such an achila of kviyas. This is not so poshet. V'mila, I think he says over there, it's better to get out of the question in the first place and not to eat together, Taka. On Yom Kippur, better for one day, 364 days a year, 353 days a year. Not they could eat together, but one day not to, because Staka Shail, whether or not they could be considered a kvius, even though they have a heter, whether or not considered a kvius to be able to be mezamen in such a case. Sif Dalid, Ein mezamenin al mi she'ochel pochus mikazayis. Now, l'chur, the same thing would apply if he had a kazayis, but he didn't have a kdei echel espras. That's also not considered an achilah b'pashtas. To be able to be mitzar. We're going to get to Allah Shoyerek, Mir Hashem, what's considered a tziruf. You need a kezayis. You not need a kezayis. The Ma'aseh Mishabur and Mechaber Paskin that we do need a kezayis. That's the case. In the Lachar, you have to have the kezayis in a shir achilo that should be considered a kezayis. That's going to get to Kuf Tzadivov. We really should be doing Kuf Tzadiches and Reish as well. We're not going to be. But we do just the R2 on the Gemara of Zimun. we still have to see a little bit of the sugya of Eiter, but we're still slowly getting into the sugya of Zimun. The Gemara says, on Mem Halmon Aleph, Arheichon Mitzvah Zimun. Arheichon Bircha Zimun. Rav Nachman Amar Nevarich, Rav Sheshon Samar Hazon. Name a Ketanoi, the Tony Chad, the Bircha Zimun, Shnayim Shloisha, the Tani Ida Shloisha Arba. There's a big machlokes Rishonim here, and it's Be'etzim Ben Igeh to the Etzim Mitzvah Zimun. Rashi learns, and there's other, the Tzlach is Medayik this way in the Rif, as well, there's other Rishonim, the Tashbit, other Rishonim bring down this Pshat, the Bahag, Rav Haigan, I think, that, Enoch Nami, at Heichan Mitzvah Zimun, the machlokes of Sheshon of Nachman is, where is Mitzvah Zimun that if you're two people, and you're not three people, you're not going to say it Bechlal. Rav Nachman says only in Nevarach Shechanu Mishalei, Baruch Shechanu Mishalei Tveichayinu, but even if you're a Yachid, then you start from Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokein HaMelech HaOlam, Hazan HaSalem Kulei. Rav Sheshes is Mechadish, a tremendous Chiddush, that, no, benching starts from Noyde Lecha. That's where benching starts from. And since benching starts from Noyde Lecha, and only when you have a Zimun, that's when you start from Hazan HaSalem Kulei. Then the benching is really two brachas, it's not three brachas. Rashi Lishitase learns the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav and Beis the same way. The Gemara says, Lehechen uchayzer. What does it mean, Lehechen uchayzer? Rashi says, Mi shenitzaraf lezimun, alibad Rav Sheshes, that birchaz lezimun azan azan, v'otzuf zeh liyah, it's mafzik achalat zeh, shigmar mevarach birchaz azan, v'chaz zeh mafzik leshnayim, v'gomar tzedas, Lehechen uchayzer. He says, what happens when a person, you have three people eating together, one person stops with the other two people. So birchaz azan, zimun, is until azan asakol. This third person that continued his meal afterwards, now when he goes back to eat, when he goes back to bench, where should he bench from? Should he start from Neidah Lechal like a regular Yachid? Or, because there's a Din Zimun, he starts from the beginning, and he starts from Hazan HaSalem Kulei. The Halacha is, V'ilchaso L'mokim Shepasak, which means that you start from Neidah Lechal. Which means, L'chura, the Mashmois is, from the fact that Gemara is clear according to Rav Sheshes, that according to Rashi, really benching starts from Noyde Lecha, and if you have a Zimun, it's the taste of another bracha of Hazan HaSalem Kulei, V'tuvei B'chein V'chesed Rachamim. That means that in L'chura it's Tamua, like Tosfos themselves, Tosfos Rishonim ask on Rashi. First of all, we always know that benching is three brachas. It always refers to benching as three brachas. It's only when there's a Zimun. If there's every person benching by himself, then it's only two brachas. The Rishonim are moist of another question. They say that l'chura, if it starts benching starts generally from Noyde Lecha, then you should start with a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Noyde Lecha. Why does it start from? It's hard to say that. It's hard to say that benching was niskan with a zimun if, like the Ravid says, you could go your entire life without ever making a zimun. You're not mechuyif to make a zimun. If you have three people, you have to bench. But a person that lives by himself in a studio apartment for 97 years, he never once made a zimun. It's hard to say that if it was nikva in a chanami, generally if it's nikva in a certain life, then you could say that that's the ikr. The shaila is, what was the ikr? What was the ikr? The ikr was with zimun, the ikr was without zimun. So, the truth is that Bedas Rashi, the Pnei Yeshua is mitzadid, that it really depends on what's the daraisa. By birchas hamazon, are the three brachas daraisa, or is it just the inyanim that a person has to say mazon, bris, v'torah? And midarabanan, they were masakan three brachas. Tosfos on Tezayin holds that the three brachas are daraisa, and poyalim that only say two brachas, they're oikar the daraisa. However, many rishonim hold that no. That it's just the inyan which is the raisa, but the minyan of brachas is not the raisa b'chlal. And memeila, there's no. The truth is that if you start from Neidah Lecha, the bracha is bracha Hashem ala aretz ala mazin, which is very interesting. Why do we throw in mazin into the second bracha? L'chor, the first bracha is hazanas ha'ilam, and the second bracha is ala aretz. We're moed ala aretz. Why do we throw in into Neidah Lecha also the inyan of mazin? Mashmoy says that in Echanam, you could start from Noyde Lecha. Noyde Lecha is also a bracha, and you're Yoytze, the Birchas HaMazon, starting from Noyde Lecha. Just, what was Nischadish with Zimun, is that there's another bracha of Hazan HaSalem Kulei. And the truth is that it's meduyik. I saw the Nar Shalom, they bring down that the Gerus on the Gemara, Daf Memches Amud Beis, is Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin lebirchas amazim min atero, shenemer v'chalte v'savalte v'rachto, zu birchas hazon. Es Hashem lekecho, zu birchas hazimun. Al ha'aretz, zu birchas ha'aretz, atev v'zu b'nei Yerushalayim. First it says zon, then it says zimun, then it says noida. The guy switches around the order. The way that we have the Gerus lefanenu, zon and zimun, it says zon comes before zimun. That means the mashmoy says that zon goes along with zimun. And if you don't have a zimun, then you don't say hazon as well. Rashi that learns, like we mentioned last time, the Rashi learns l'chor that the ikar chi of a birchas zimun, we don't learn out from gadlu l'Hashem iti, like the mashmoyis of Rashi over here. Minoni mili d'shloisha ru'in l'birchas tziruf. But the chi of zimun according to Shittas Rashi is learned out of the pasuk. And from the pasuk, the mashmoyis says is that birchas hamazin comes together, birchas hazon goes together with birchas zimun. That means that according to Shittas Rashi and Echanami, the whole Indian of Hazanas Ha'olam Kuloi is Dafke in a case where you have Birchas HaZimun. If you do not have Birchas HaZimun, then you start from Neid Lecha. Masha'in Kein, Taisis understood, no? That the Iker Birchas HaZimun is... The Iker Birchas HaZimun starts from Hazanas Ha'olam Kuloi Betuvai. And Meilu is Matmi on Shittas Rashi. Taisis, on the other hand, learned differently. Taisis learned that, agav, something interesting, the Pnei Yeshua says that if you start from Neid Lecha, then in Echnami, if you're not saying Baruch HaTashem at the beginning of Hazan HaSa'ilam, if you start from Neid Lecha, then you would start Neid Lecha with a Baruch HaTashem. We saw there's a Meiri that says that Benegia 2 on Daf Yud Beis, in the Beis HaMikdash, they only said one of the two brachas in the morning, Yitzar Ma'aris and Avarabo, Yitzar and Avarabo, they only said Avarabo. They only said Tashem and the Gemara, which one they said. From the base of Migdash, Shekhan only said one bracha. So the Miri says, if they said only Avarabah, they would start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Even though, since it's no longer brachas Melchavah, then they start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Now, Tesis learns, Areichen Birchas HaZimun, and this is the way that most of the Rishonim learn, with a variation, that Areichen Birchas HaZimun means if you have three people eating together, and one person stops for two people, until when does he have to listen to them before he continues eating? The Rif learns similar, if one person is waiting to leave to the Shuk, until when does he have to wait? Till he can leave. And that's Machlekes to Rav Nachman Rav Sheshet. Rav Nachman says, as soon as they said, Baruch Shechanu Mishlev Tvechayinu, then you're allowed to continue eating, you're allowed to book out to the Shuk. And Rav Sheshet says, no, you have to wait till Hazanas HaKol. Now the Shaila is, why would you have to wait till Hazanas HaKol? According to Rashi, that it's a Chelek of the Zimun, you could understand why you have to wait till Hazanas HaKol. It's all a Chelek of the Zimun. But according to Tesvis, why would you have to wait till Hazan HaSakol? What does it have to do with the Zimun? They should have waited then, Bukhal. So Tesis tries bavarning it. He says, because there's no Iker Bracha, Shem Hashem in the Baruch Shachanu Mishlev Tvechayinu. So you should wait till you say Hashem Hashem. But if it's not a Chelek of the Zimun, what's the Indian to do that, Bukhal? What's the Indian, Bukhal, to wait till Hazan HaSakol? Maybe that's why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tesis. The fact that we said that Rashi understands that Birchas HaZimun is Daraisa. It's a bracha. Like the Ravid says, even though it doesn't say Shem Hashem, it's a bracha in its own right. There's no reason to wait till Hazan HaSakol at the end. Just one other nekuda, that maybe that's why Rashi didn't want to learn Taisus. Taisus learned, and this is the way that Rav Rishonim learned, that the machlekes is when you're waiting for somebody else to be mezamin, until when do you have to wait? Till Baruch Shechanu Shlo Tvechayinu, or till Hazan HaSakol. And then the Gemara brings the Rai. The Gemara says, we find that there's a brisa that says that Birchas HaMazon is Shnayim V'Shloisha. And there's a brisa that says that Shloisha V'Arba. L'chor the Machlekes is whether or not Nevarech Birchas HaZimun starts from Baruch Shechanu V'Shloisha V'Chayinu and continues to Hazan HaSakol, that's all one bracha. Or it ends at Nevarech Shechanu V'Shloisha, Baruch Shechanu V'Shloisha V'Chayinu, that's one bracha. And then Hazan HaSakol is another bracha. Taisus says that the shaila of the Gemara is benegia to if you have one person being mighty other people with a bracha. How many people could be mighty each other with a bracha? If you have different people that don't know benching, how many people together can be mighty each other with a bracha? So you could only be mighty an entire bracha. Taisus says if you have three people, each one knows a different bracha, each one could be mighty each other with a bracha. if Birchas HaZimun extends to Lazan HaSakol, then you can't split up Birchas HaZimun and Birchas HaZan. And you need one person to be Maitzi everybody with the entire bracha, but you would not be able to split it up in the middle. Why not? Why wouldn't you be able to split it up in the middle? Taisa says, Mashmoy says you can't split up a bracha, you can't be Yaitse, you have a bracha with Shemei Karina, which is really big nidan. I'm going to leave it for now. But Taisa says, you say, Taisa understands that the Gemara is talking about a case where each person knows only a chelik of benching, and you're only allowed to be Yaitse from each person an entire bracha. You're not able to be Yaitse a half a bracha with somebody else. The shaila is, why not? Why can't I be Yaitse the first half of bracha with somebody and the second half of bracha with somebody else? L'chari have a Shemei Ko'ina on the entire bracha. The Shmoy says that we don't say Shemei Ko'ina on a half a bracha. And L'chari, the simple pshat would be, because Shemei Ko'ina, the shaila, what is Shemei Ko'ina? Is Shemei Ko'ina kilo as if I'm saying it myself? Or is it when somebody else makes a bracha, shakalni b'dvari, and I'm being yaitz with him, it's kilu as if I said shakalni b'dvari? Or no, you didn't say anything. You're yaitz with his bracha. I could, by saying amen, by listening to his bracha, mecham his bracha, I could be yaitz with his bracha, but it's not as if I said it myself. If the vart is kilu as if you said it yourself, then you should be able to be yaitz with somebody else's half a bracha. What's the difference that one person said half a bracha, somebody else said another half a bracha? You should be able to be yaitz yourself. Mashengin, if someone be yaitz with his bracha, then there's the big makom to say that no, you can't be yaitze with two people's bracha. If you didn't say it yourself, you can only be yaitze with an entire bracha. You can't be yaitze with somebody else's half a bracha. The problem is that Tosfos themselves on Chof Aleph and Beis, for them that saw that, they say that you can't do Shemei Ko'ina in the middle of Shemei Esrei. Rashi says in the middle of Shemei Esrei, and you hear them saying Kaddish or Kedusha, stop and listen, but don't answer. If your answer is going to be hefsek, so listen and do Shemei Ko'ina. Tosfos says, what's it going to help you do Shemei Ko'ina? When you have Shemei Ko'ina, it's kilo as if you said it yourself. That's also going to be a hefsek. So it sounds like Taisus understands that Shemei Ko'ina is kilo as if you said it yourself. If that's the case, why does Taisus hold that you can't be yoyte with a half a bracha for somebody else? It could be that that's kufu also why the other Rishonim didn't want to learn like Taisus. They held that you could be yaitzeh with a half a bracha yourself. But that's Tosfos, it could be that the Nakuda is that the only time they could be yaitzeh with a bracha from somebody else is if somebody else is saying an entire bracha. The din of Shemei Ko'ein is when you could be yaitzeh with somebody else's bracha. If somebody's saying a half a bracha, then there's no full bracha. That's not a matveh of a bracha that chazal or kaveh the din of Shemei Ko'ein for bracha. If the person would be saying the entire bracha and you want to be yaitze with half of his bracha, then ken zayin in chacham, you could be yaitze with him. That's what the stipler says. However, if a person is only saying a half a bracha, there was no din of Shemei Ko'ina b'chlal on a half a bracha. The din of Shemei Ko'ina is you could be yaitze with nischadish. That's tamazay, that when a person says, can you be yaitze? A person says, Baruch Atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. Shlomo Zalman talks about this. It's the nigel. A person has a suffix whether or not he has to make a bracha on his tefillin. So he goes over to somebody who's about to make a bracha on his coffee. And he says, you might see me with the first half of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam, just before you say Shachar Midbar, I'm going to say, Al laniach tefillin. You'll be able to be yaitze with his bracha, half a bracha. The truth is that this comes up, he says that maybe a person should be able to do this. A person's making Al Michya, and you want to make Al Geffen, but you don't know if he had a shir. So he kicks into Al Michya v'Al Kalkala. When he's saying Al Michya v'Al Kalkala, you say Al Geffen al Priya Geffen, and then he yaitze with the rest of the bracha with him. He says, Baruch Atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam. He says Al Michya v'Al Kalkala. You say Al Geffen al Priya Geffen, and then you let him cruise control to the end, and then you're able to be mashlim. You'll be yaitze with half of his bracha. Does that work or not? So it could be that there's a difference between the two cases, whether or not if you're being yaitze with the person, if the person himself is saying the entire bracha, and you want to be yaitze with a chelik of the bracha, and say a chelik of the bracha yourself, then maybe a taka could work. But if a person, he says, we never find anywhere that a person can do that, when you get to shahakol and hanachas tefillin. We never found that the place can say you could do such a thing. That's a different issue with that. Maybe he's making one bracha, you can't make a different bracha. But if you want to be yaitze with the same bracha that the person is being yaitze with, and he's making the entire bracha, then even if you only want to be yaitze with a chelik of the bracha, then kenzan it is the din of Shemei Ko'ina, and it could be yaitze. But in this bechlal, in the case of Taisa, Taisa is talking about a case where the person is only making a half a bracha. The person is only making a half a bracha, and you want to be yaitze with two different people. One person is making half a bracha because that's all that he knows. The second person is making a bracha because that's all that he knows. To be mitzdar, if the two Shemei HaKohenis together, they should be able to be Yotze the entire bracha. Kinzayin, in such a case, we don't say the din of Shemei HaKohenis Bechlal, we don't say Shemei HaKohenis Bechlal to say they should be Yotze half a bracha and half a bracha and get an entire bracha together.